Shalom v'racha, Bez Hashem, continuing Siman Beis, Sif Tezayin, Shir number 79. We actually be finishing here Sif Tezayin, where the Mechaber tells us, Hodim Me'achshirinon, Kishenisak Ois. This that we say, an Ois, a letter that was severed, that there's a space in between part of the letter to the rest of the letter, we said it's kosher if a child reads it. And the child says, that letter that you asked me to read is a Vav. So what we'll do is now the Sefer, as we discussed yesterday, will lengthen that letter that looks a little like a Yud. And now he'll fix it to look like a Vav. Now the only reason why that's permitted, why that's allowed and is permitted, is because the child read it correctly. He read it as a Vav. And had he read it as a Yud, the Sefer would not have been able to fix it because that would be going like a Seder out of order. And out of order by Tefillin and Mezuzos is a Psul, will invalidate the writing. By Sefer Torah, one is permitted to go out of order. So now, Mechaber continues on that theme. Hodimach Shevinon Kishenifzak Ois, this that we permit the letter to be kosher, is if it's severed, that's dafka kishenichta b'kashrus. It's only if originally it was written properly. And I just want to go back. This that we say it's permitted when it's severed is only if you have enough of the letter above the separation that itself creates and forms the letter, like we just said over here by the yud, which is really a vav. Okay? Because if you have a letter that has a space from the top part of the letter to the bottom part of the letter, and it's not connected, that is intrinsically a psul. The only reason why over here it's kosher is because the top part of the letter itself has enough ink, and the tsura, the form of the letter, is written in a way that it looks like the actual letter. It's dafka kishenichta b'kashrus, only if it was originally written properly. Va'achar kach, says the Mechaber, and afterwards nisak. And afterwards, there was the separation of ink. However, aval imitchilo kishenichtav, if originally when it's written, hayashav nekev, there was a hole, v'nifsak boy, and it was separated, oy im regel hakaf hapshuta, o kiyoetze ba megia l'soif haklaf, b'li hakif, or if the end of chaf, the chaf soifis, the chaf that you write the end of a letter, goes so long that it touches the bottom part of the klaf. B'li hekif klaf mitchilosoi, and there's no klaf surrounding the letter because the letter is touching mamish the bottom all the way to the end. In such a case like this, we're saying it's possible. Now let's see the Mishmur explaining this last three lines of the Mechaber here. Sifkot nun gimel kishnifzak ois. This that we said earlier, that kishnifzak ois, when the letter is severed, there's a space. We said it's still kosher. But what did the ma de machshir leel, that which we permit above in siftezvav in nikav regel hahei, if the hay, the leg of the hay, was also missing, but enough of the letter of the leg of the hay was there, that still looked enough to form the hay, we said is kosher. How much should we say is still there? The size of a yud, right? Avo benikav chaloloi, the machshir shama mechaber, but if the inside of the hay has a hole, that the mechaber said is fine, even though inside has a hole, afilo nikav koid maksiva. Now we had learned that the inside of the letter has a greater leniency. That if the inside of the letter has a hole, that hole could be there even before you write the letter, because it's the inside of the letter. So the Mishmur is telling us a principle that we find in Shulchan Aruch. We also find this principle in Mishnayos. And that principle is that just like something is written in the beginning of a halacha, or in the beginning of a Mishnah, so too, the end of it is written the same way, and vice versa. So that's why he says over here that when we said the words, if the hole was there after it was written, Elamishum Sefer the Nikav Regel, only because the end of the halacha that talks about a hole by the claf of the leg of the letter. Sivkot Nun Dalit. Vahakach Nifsok. So he wrote the letter, and then afterwards there was a separation. Vahatam, and the reason is Duloy Beinon Mukov Gibil. Rak Beisak Sifa. You don't need Mukov Gibil. Only Beisak Sifa. You only need Mukov Gibil only at the time when you write it. Originally, Ulafize, Afilo imagia hanekev mi ois la ois shesamuchloi. Even if the hole that appeared in the claf went from one letter to the next, right next to it, gamkin kasha. It's also kasha. Why is that? Because when you wrote the letter originally, it was mukav kvil. It was surrounded by the claf, so it's still kasha. That's what he said. The loy be inon mukav kvil rak beesak siva. So this is a very important halacha he's teaching us. Does the letter have to be mukav gvil? Does the letter have to be surrounded by the claf? The answer is yes. When does the letter have to be surrounded by the claf? That's be'esak siva. That's when you write the letter. But if after you wrote the letter, the hole formed in the claf, and now it's not mukav gvil, it's not surrounded, he's saying it's still kosher. Gamkin kosher. Why? Because when you wrote it, it was mukav kvil. However, achena derech achayim bilchus kriyas ha-toyro dinchov zayin machmer b'zeh. He's machmer. And the reason why he's machmer, in the Dirish Note explains, shemekeven she'en klav bein ha-oisya, since there's no klav in between the letters, dinoy kemoy shenogu ha-oisya zu b'zu. The derech achayim says that if there's no klaf separating, it's as if the two letters, the Derech Chaim says, as if the two letters are touching each other. L'chein, pasul, afim ira kein la'achar k'siva. Therefore, it's going to be pasul, even if, afim ira kein la'achar k'siva, even after the k'siva. L'chein, pasul, it's going to be pasul, even if this happened after the k'siva. So that's the Derech Chaim. V'da'oid, The Beinion Negios Ha'oisios, in regards to the letters touching each other, which we know, if the letters touch each other, generally speaking, we say it's possible, right? Afilo im yadea bebeiru, shenasa la'achar haksifa, even if you know that the letters that are touching each other, this came and this happened after the ksiva, after it was written properly, gamkin possible. It's also possible. We'll discuss a scenario in the next halacha. If the ink spills, maybe the ink will now connect two letters. Because you'll ask, well, how could that be? If you wrote the letters correctly and they weren't touching, so how do the letters now connect after they touch, right? So that perhaps could be a scenario. You have a drop of ink that connects the two letters. That's false, right? So he says the Svilei Gamkin Etzarich Lachos Lateis Rishon Shekosav Shebeisayseh V'Dibra Maslo. Fine. The Ein Mechalek B'Negia Bein Imloy Hukov Beisaksiva Oyachakach. So then he says, look at the Beisayseh that talks about you should not differentiate between the touching of the letters Bein Imloy Hukov Beisaksiva, whether it was not surrounded by the klaf at the time you wrote it or afterwards. Sifkot Nunhei, Mitchil, V'sofeg Masai Nasa Nekev. Okay, so there's a question which I think you might have asked a day or two ago. Similar question. What if you don't know exactly when the hole came there? Yeah. So we said that if it wasn't Mukov Gvil originally, then it's possible. But if it was Mukov Gvil, if it was surrounded by Klaf, that's what Mukov Gvil means, like Hekev, a circle. So what happens? You don't know when the hole came. Says the Mishnah Rura, Toilin, the Acher Haksiva Nasa. We can rely that it was the hole formed after it was written. Why? The Mistama im Haya Beis Haksiva Haya Sefer Rayeyu. Because you can assume. There are times Allah we will make an assumption. We can assume that if the hole was there from beforehand, Basic Siva, the cipher would have seen it. Oh, yeah. The cipher would have seen it. Imloy shanek of cotton moid, unless the hole was very small. Imloy shanek of cotton moid. Sifkat Nunvav. Mechabedin told us, Aval imitchilo kishen nichtov, hayasham nekev, ben nisak boy. If originally when you wrote the letter, there was a hole and it was separating the two letters, the two parts of the letter. One letter, two parts. Says the Mishra, Dafka nekev oikro. It's specifically a hole or a rip. Avshe ein nikra klal hafsek, even though you can't see the hafsek at all. It's a very small, small little separation. And since it wasn't, and the reason is because it wasn't mukaf kvil, wasn't surrounded by the klaf when you wrote it. Ala hefsik ba'alma is kosher vein tzarech shum tikkun. Kevin she yeshir ois ad mokam hahu uktlab esif tezvav and tezayin. The Mishra is reminding us that in a scenario where you have a small separation, when I say small separation, means that the top part you have 70-80% of the letter written correctly. Then there's a little separation, and then there's the rest 20% of the letter written. Now, in the 80% of the letter that's written, you already have the proper tsura, the proper form of the letter, and you can discern what it is. And therefore, even though there is a separation, we're not concerned by it. Why? Because what happens if the Sofer originally wrote that letter up to the 80%? So the 80% is really the 100%. And he never wrote anything after that. Would it be kosher? And the answer is yes, it would be kosher. Because you have the proper tzuros. That's what he's telling us over here as well. There's a whole shiloh that the Be'er Lacha discusses on the right side of the page over here. If you have these sritos dakos, like these fine thin lines inside the letter itself. So we might call those cracks. You know, sometimes you look at your mezuzah when you're about to bring it to the cipher and you're all excited and you look at it and you see these little possible lines inside of it. So the question is, if those are lines that's separating the letter from the letter, that could be a problem. So that's what the Be'er Lacha discusses. In Sif Chafei. Sif Kot Nun Zayin, the Mishmur tells us that from the top of the page he says, Oyim Regel HaChof Pshuta. If the chaf that's written at the end of a word goes all the way down and is touching the klaf, the koshekein gagi ha'isiyos v'emtzah n'she'en lehem hekev gvil be'esekziva, so too the top, the roof of the letter, gagi ha'isiyos v'emtzah, and the middle she'en lehem hekev gvil, that they don't have any klaf surrounding the letter, v'nagad the regular rebusa, and something as regular as a chiddush. It's a chiddush. Why? Avde be'ez ksivas soiv ha'regel. Kvar nigmer tzura sa ois karoi. Even though, avde be'ez ksivas soiv ha'regel, even though, the be'ez ksivas soiv ha'regel, at the end, when you wrote the letter, the end of the letter, kvar nigmer tzura sa ois karoi. So he's asking a very good question here. We just said a line above, when your letter is formed, and then there's a space, but you had 80% of your letter, so we're not bothered by the fact that there's a space separating, and then there's the rest of the 20% of the letter. That's kosher, we said, because you have a complete letter there. So the question is over here, when I'm making a long end letter, and it's going down all the way to the bottom of the klaf of the parchment, so why should that be possible? I just, so to say, I have the proper part above it. Let's read those words again. Avde be'ez ksiva soif ha'regel kivay nigma tzuras ois karoi. It already formed the proper letter before I hit the bottom of the parchment, of the klaf. Afilo hachi kozman shalei silek yodim in ha'ois mikri davar zeh be'ez ksiva ube'inan l'chol ha'ois ha'kaf eskvil. But the reason why it's possible is because when the soif wrote this letter, it went straight down, all the way down. He did not pick up his hand. And he went to the edge of the klaf. Since he went to the edge of the klaf, it's now not surrounded by klaf. It has to be surrounded by klaf. When he writes it originally. Since when he wrote it originally, even though you have the form of the letter there, there's a different issue here. And that issue is that kafas gvil, it was not surrounded by the klaf. Sifkot Nun Ches, the Mishmur tells us, Kuyezibo Magiel is soif klaf bali hekef klaf mitchilosoi. Vafilu im hi aruchu karoi. And even if it's the proper length, the Hainu Shiesh Bashir Ashafilu in Nigro Ktsas Lamato, Yeshur Tsuras Ois, Mikomokom Possum. Right now, if it's still touching the bottom, the edge of the Kalaf, and it's not Mukuf Vil, and even if I would have enough to still scrape away, but if I don't scrape it away, it's still going to be a Possum. It's not a theoretical fact here, not a theoretical point. You have to scrape away this Kalaf to make it kosher. Mitchilosoi. Now, this is only. Says the Mechaber, "Regel hachof habshuta oy koyez b'magi l'seif haklaf b'li hekif klaf mitchilosa is possible. Aval im nechtach haklaf achakach v'aydei ze ein mukav kviel is kosher. What happens if when you originally wrote the letter, it was mukav kviel, but then something happened to the klaf and it got ripped, and now?" The letter does not have any parchment surrounding it. There's no klaf around it because of this tear, the rip. So the halach is, it's totally kosher. Because the eis haksiva, at the time when you wrote the letter, it was mukav kvil. That's what we care about. Siv kotin samich, pasul, but if it was not mukav kvil, it's pasul. Vim roitzel esakein, Yigarer ktsas kdei sheyeh mukav kvil al dibuk matlis loy mahani la kofas kvil debeinon hakofas ha'ois miguf has sefer hastam sefer toyer tefillin mezuzos. So he says what you have to do in order to fix this problem is you scrape away. Scraping, as we had learned, scraping away does not constitute writing. And furthermore, you have the form. You're not creating a form of the letter. The form of the letter is 100% there. All you're doing is you are scraping away to create a heck of gvil. Okay, so that's the halach over here. When you write the letter originally, it has to be mukav gvil. If the heck of gvil was ruined for some reason after the letter was written, we said it's still kosher. And just to review also, we had mentioned that when does it help for having a child to read the ois, to read the letter? It helps that when you have to discern what is this letter, has the letter been written properly, but what is this letter? Is this letter a yod, for example, or is this letter a vav? So if the child correctly says this letter is a vav, but it looked like a little like a yud. So now the sefer can go back and he can extend the length of this yud to the proper shear of a vav, and there's no questions anymore. So these are just some of the halachas we discussed here in Sif Tes Zayin. And of course, we had mentioned as well that there cannot be any separation from the beginning of the letter to the end of the letter. If there is a separation, it's going to be possible, except for a case where if, let's say, there's 80% of the letter above the separation, and you can discern that this is a proper letter already, so it doesn't matter that there's another 20% below that separation. Sif Yud Zayin. The Mecharis says in Sif Yud Zayin, Im nofla tipas diyoy l'soicha ois, ve'eina nikeres ois, ein takon ligro hadiyoy, v'aydei kach ye nikar ha'ois, de'havei chok toichos apostle. Mishum debeinon vechosav v'loy vechokak. You have a letter that was written properly, and then accidentally, a drop of ink spilled on the letter, and then it formed a different letter. You cannot scrape away to form the proper letter, because you have to vechosav. You have to write the letter. You cannot scrape away to create a letter. You know, I'll give you an example. You know, like sometimes you have in the old days, the chalkboards. Yeah. So, right, if you have full of chalk and then you write a letter through, like by erasing, yeah. You know, right? Remember those days, right? So that's not called a ksiva. Right. It has to be the kosav.
You have to do it, right?
You have to specifically write it, not that you're scraping away to form the letter.
Yeah.
Says the Mishmasif Kotin Samach Aleph. V'adin seva acher. So too, if you have a different color. Imal yidei ze. In other words, it's written with a different color, which we said is a problem. Imal yidei ze. Nishtanet tzuras ois. That the form of the letter changed because of this other color. It's also a problem. I will not have shaiva alo ois. But if wax fell on the letter, why in the world would wax fall on the letter?
Writing by candlelight.
Okay, so you're writing by candlelight because that's exactly what it was. Okay, it's exactly what it was. Or what happens if there's a Sefer Torah above a candelabra because they have to read. And money. And today was a very dark. Earlier today, like 8 o'clock, it looked like it was 8 p.m. instead of 8 a.m. Right? It was very dark this morning because of the rain and everything. So they had to have lights. What were the lights? They had wax candles, very long candles. And Mitzvah Shema get to Hilchos Shabbos, so discuss a lot of that. So if the wax falls on top of the cloth, I will not have shayva alois and falls on the letter. Even though it's covering the letter, and you cannot see what the letter is, that is allowed. You're permitted to scrape away the wax. Why? Because scraping away the wax is not creating the form of the letter. It's just enabling the person to read what's underneath it. The shaiva, the wax, is not erasing the ksav. It's not erasing the ksav at all. Siv katan samach beis, the ink fell in the letter. Bein shenaga atipo begufa ois oiloi, irrelevant whether it touched the actual letter itself or not. V'adin, so too, im nafla atipo al kave ois mamish, if it fell on the side of the letter, it's also a problem. The line of the letter. Minispashit atipa gami b'chutz la'ois ad she'en nikar ha'ois b'tmunosay al deiza, to the point where it spread. The form of this of the original letter is not recognizable because the ink, you know, sometimes it just drags a little. It runs. That's the word. It runs a little. You cannot discern what the letter is supposed to be. May might have changed to a whole different letter. For example, you have a drop of ink that fell in the middle of a bays, and now that bays looks like a pay. Looks like a pay. Because it has the inside of the pay now. Or it just pasha doesn't have the form of a letter at all. Doesn't look like a base. Doesn't look like anything. You cannot scrape away to create that form. V'adin v'shar oisis otu by other letters afilu alidei tipa nechsa rak kutsu shel yud. Even through a tipa, it's only missing the kutsu shel yud. Ben yamin oisma, whether the right or the left is possible. Min mistabik ba'ois im tzirasei lo v'iloi. So what are you going to do now? Person accidentally spilled a drop of ink on the letter. And it dried. And we said you cannot scrape it away. Is there any solution if you're not sure, does that letter look like a proper ois or not? Does it look like the proper letter it's supposed to do, it's supposed to have? Is there any possible solution? And the answer is, possibly. You ask a child to read it. And the child says, that is chaf, a beis. So then it works. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Many times I ask my children, I said, I don't know. I have no idea what you're writing here. Could you please tell me what that letter says? So you can't see what that says? Oh, it says very clearly. So if the child can read what the letter is, so it's kosher still. And then what you could do, now you could scrape away the excess ink. Why is that? Because once again, the letter is officially there. Now you're just fixing it up. He says, our halacha from Sif Tezayin, Bria's halacha, you show it to a child, and if he can read it correctly, it's kosher, and you can fix it up afterwards. Sifkon Samach Dalad, you're not able to scrape away to form the letter. So the Mishra is bringing the Magen Avraham that maybe a person would want to go over the letter with ink after the fact. After you scraped away, he wants to go over the letter. You can't do that. Because by scraping away the letter that did not have the proper form, you just formed the letter. Right. The fact that you go over with ink again, that's irrelevant. It's not going to help. And you can't erase the whole letter because, once again, that's like a sigin that's going out of order. There's no solution of scraping away the letter. Now, this is a very important halacha, which is the opposite of the case. We had the wax. The wax fell on top of the letter. And we said the wax that falls on top of the letter, you're permitted to do what? To scrape away the wax. Because you're not forming the letter, you're just removing the covering of the letter. However, in the case where you have a letter that was written, it was already dried. And then you have ink that dropped on that letter, and it changed the tsura of the ois. And it's still wet. You cannot scrape it away. Scraping it away is still a problem. And we're not going to say in this case, it's just a covering to the letter. In the case of the wax, the letter is totally finished. And you have a wax covering, which you can scrape away. In this case, we're saying no. That ink that fell on top of the letter ruins the letter, even if the ink is still wet and you can technically remove and scrape it away. Since the tsura of the ois, the form of the letter was ruined before it was fixed. What does it mean, chok toichos? That you're not, it means to like engrave. You're removing the inside and around it. And what happens is that what's remaining, that which is not from the letter. It says here, that which you don't erase, from the letter. Just like we said by the blackboard, when you go around with the chalk, you erase the chalk, it's like engraving. That's basically what we're saying. Chok toiches is like engraving. So we're saying that's not going to be allowed when you create the form of the letter. And we'll stop here, pick up in Sifkon Samach Zayin Bez Hashem tomorrow, where we'll discuss more about chok toiches. So the letter has to be written. If the ink fell on it, and if the ink fell on it, and there is no and it ruined the form of the letter, the only possibility we might have is to ask a child what the letter looks like. If the child says it still looks like the proper letter, then and only then can you scrape away this excess ink.